Hello. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. We made it to Friday. That's the good news. The bad news is it's a really sucky weather day here in Western New York, and it's the 1st of December. My mom wished me a happy December 1st, and I said, don't worry, Mom. We'll see the sun again in about 7 months, maybe. So anyway, welcome to the program. Great to be with you and doing a show that you guys are responsible for this show. So don't blame me. Now, if it's really awesome, as it turns out, believe me, I'll take full credit for it. But if it sucks, it's on you. We are talking about, and you guys have been into it, so it's all good. Talking about iPhones versus Android. And ever since the advent of the smartphone, I've been an Android guy. And the reason I've been an Android guy is when I went into the cell phone store and I said, I'd like an iPhone. The dude said, why do you want an iPhone? And I said something to the effect of, well, isn't that just what people do? And then he said, yeah, but you're paying more because of the iPhone brand than you are for the actual performance of the phone. So that's why I've been an Android person. I will be very honest with you, as I always am. No secrets in our relationship. Well, maybe just a few. But as far as... let me just say, as far as this latest Android that I have, I am not happy with it. One of the things I'm not happy about is the voice to text. I thought the old phone was bad with voice to text. This phone, voice to text, it injects question marks into everything I say. It's impossible to have any meaningful dialogue with voice to text on this phone. And I can't tell you the number of times I have sent messages to Tim Wenger that probably could have gotten me sent to HR had they been sent to anybody else. Because, no, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. Like, you know, Tim, I'm trying to get ahead on something. It didn't come out quite that way. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So what's your favorite, Android or iPhone? And I'm a guy who is seriously considering switching teams. I'm seriously considering switching teams and going to iPhone. Let's go to Justin, WBEN, in Orchard Park, Niagara Falls. Justin, hello.
Go get the iPhone. You will not be disappointed. Go get the iPhone.
Well, you got to give me some reasons, my friend.
Okay, number one, FaceTime. 99% of the people that I know, the entire family, has iPhones. I do not make cell calls. We use FaceTime, either FaceTime audio or FaceTime video. My daughter is 6 years old. Ever since the day she was born, she was in the NICU. Nobody could come and see her except us. We've used FaceTime so people can see her. She's growing up on it. The quality of the sound just on FaceTime audio versus a cell call, it can't be beat. It's superior to anything Android. First phone I ever had was a Droid, and I hated it. Every time I'd start it up and say, Droid, it just was horrible. Although, My wife has been hinting for a Pixel. I bought one. I opened it today, but I might be taking it back. It doesn't have that feature. But two things for you.
Okay, well, hold on. Before you go any further, you're speaking to a man who is technologically a moron. So when you say my wife wants a Pixel, I have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, is that like a rabbit or something? I mean,
if Pixel is owned by Google, it has Droid software, but the camera is superior to the iPhones, even the iPhone 15. But the problem becomes everybody else has an iPhone. How do you use FaceTime when the Droid software doesn't have FaceTime? I mean, you could use Google, you know, Meet or something, which we use at work, but it just doesn't work out. I mean, I think the self-service, the calls, the sound is horrible. Like, I'm talking to you right now on an iPhone, but it's not through a cell tower. It's through the internet. That's what I was going to ask you. When you're in Jamaica, were you outside making, telephone call? Were you in the hotel?
No, I was inside. I was on the hotel's Wi-Fi network, and I couldn't.
Okay, so you're using Wi-Fi calling.
I could not get a call out. I couldn't get a call out outside. I couldn't get a call out inside. Meanwhile, my lovely lady's iPhone, no problem at all.
Well, if you had the iPhone and your daughter has the iPhone, you wouldn't even need to use a cell service. You could just use FaceTime audio or FaceTime video. So,
well, on this Android that I have now and the other Androids I've had, I've never had an issue being able to have video calls. You know, you hit the video camera at the bottom of the screen, and suddenly you can see the person to whom you're speaking.
For your the little pocket phone there you're talking about, the flip phone, you can still buy those. Those are available.
I know, but I don't want to be laughed at. I mean, I know they're available, but I mean, seriously, I mean, the flip phones, look, the advantage of the flip phone was that it was very compact, very portable. You could stick it in your pocket, and it wasn't a big deal. And one of the issues with some of the smartphones is, you know, it's getting to the point where you're carrying around like a TV console.
True. But, I mean, they do have different sizes. My only issue with the newer iPhones is the unlocking of the phone with your face versus your finger. I do not like to use that. If I'm doing something and working, you know, at the desk and I need to reach over and say, look at a text or something, I mean, with the, you know, the unlocking of the phone with your fingerprint versus your face, it's quick, it's easy, you can see it. Where the other thing is with the iPhone does not have a digital fingerprint reader like at least the Pixel does. Well, where you actually have to take the...
Wait, forgive my interrupting, I apologize, but can't you just enter a code as
you
your
can
password?
But It takes at least 60 seconds, at least what seems like 60 seconds. You don't do the face, and then it takes, you know, a fail or two, and then you got to type the password in, where with the old touch one, you just touch it and it opens up.
Okay, but can we just talk about the biometric identification for the cell phone? How often does it happen with your iPhone that you get the message, we don't recognize your face? Wait a minute. It's the same face that I set up.
And it's happened. Never, but my wife can open up her mother's phone with her face because they look so similar.
Wow. That's, I mean, so if Mr. Miyagi were still with us, he could open up my cell phone. Okay. Interesting. So that's very interesting. So iPhone all the way, FaceTime all the way, that's what you do.
Exactly. And I think I'm taking a Pixel back because I don't think she's going to like it. Just she mentioned in passing about it, but everybody else is on the iPhone. And I have a Droid tablet, and I hate the thing. I bought it because it was cheap. And I never use it, just because.
May I just offer a bit of romantic advice, however presumptuous this might seem? I wouldn't take the Pixel back without your wife's explicit and written consent. And keep the writing keep the written contract in a place where you're not going to lose it. That way, when it comes up in future domestic conversations, we don't end up doing a report on you. Just trying to help. Just trying to help keep the peace.
One other thing I would say is I don't lease phones. I would buy it outright and have it unlocked, and you can swap your phone if you want. I mean, I don't understand why people. I could understand with the price of an iPhone, but yeah. I mean, even if you lease it, in the end, you're going to pay the same, if not more, than paying cash.
Talking iPhone versus Android, because quite frankly, I am growing dissatisfied with Android because I've seen iPhones in action and I think they're superior to my Android, and I'm not happy about that. Justin, is there anything you do not like about your iPhone?
Just the Face ID issue. So I don't like that. I wish they have the tiny little, I think it's the SE that still has the home button, but they got rid of the home button, and they do not have the digital fingerprint, which would be much easier. Like, I'm sure your Droid has it. I wasn't aware, because I'm not a Droid person, until I opened the Pixel, that is an option in the Droid software.
Very, very interesting. I mean, the only reason I lock my cell phone is in case I lose it. Anybody who needs to get into my cell phone can get into my cell phone, because there's nothing there of any salacious, incriminating nature or that would get me into trouble. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you should have it locked. I mean, if you have, you know, you're using it as a payment system, I mean, you want to have that on there so somebody doesn't come and, you know, drain your bank account. If you're using, you know, I got my credit card. It's not Apple Pay. My credit card is linked to the phone. I do not have to go to the store and hand somebody my card so it doesn't get put through one of those, you know, where they steal your credit card information because it goes through the phone system. So, I mean, you got to have it locked. This is 2023, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. It's the same reason why we have to change passwords at work every other day. Thank you, Justin. I appreciate the call. Good discussion. I'm learning a lot. And again, you know what? I'm open to change. I'm very open to change. And no disrespect to Android, but the people who know me best know I cannot stand my current phone. And I've had Androids for years and years and years, and this phone sucks. I don't like it, and I'm thinking of switching to iPhone. Here is Gordon on WBEN. Gordon, hello.
Hey, good evening, Tom. How are you?
Sir, well, it's Friday, and it's almost tequila time, so.
You're not kidding. And hey, real quick before we get into the phones, I know you're a big live music guy. While I was waiting on hold, I drove by the old Rapids Theater in Niagara Falls. So I just want to give that place a shout out. I feel like it's a underappreciated music venue out here in Western New York.
Another place that is underappreciated is the Riviera in North Tonawanda.
John Waite is
playing there tomorrow night. Yes, I bought my tickets. Thank you very much. But the only issue with the Riviera is it was built in like 1927. People weren't as fat as they are today in 1927. And the bathrooms are so small that I reached the scientific conclusion that in 1927, people did not pee. This is a relatively modern invention, urination. What's on your mind?
That's a whole separate conversation, but I kind of view that as aspirational, less than inconvenient. You know what I mean?
Maybe aspirational. That's an interesting play on words, but go ahead.
I have a pretty good perspective, iPhone versus Android, because I actually have both, one for work and one for personal. And I got to say, they're both great platforms. You know, I think the people who call in, you know, with their hair on fire, really feeling one way or the other, might be exhibiting just a little bit of tribalism, which is fine if that's what you want. But
it's talk radio. My job is to divide.
Well, then I hate to take the middle of the road and make this a boring segment.
No, but, it's fine. It's fine.
So if you're pinning me down, though, I would give the edge to the Samsung phone for just a couple reasons. I think the iPhones kind of hold your hand a little bit and don't really give you a lot of freedom. A great example, and I have a beautiful picture of my two daughters as my wallpaper. Right, and they're both smiling, the dog's facing the right way, and anybody with little kids out there listening knows that that's like a one in a million photo. Right now, if I were to set that as the wallpaper on my iPhone, okay, my icons have to be in a grid pattern starting at the top left corner going in ascending order, right? You cannot change that. On my Android phone, I can move all those icons to the outside perimeter, and you see my lovely daughter's faces right in the middle of the screen, right? So that's kind of a small superficial thing, but I like it, right? So I think that when you add up all those little things, both of them work great. I never have service issues. I never have connectivity issues. As long as you keep your phone updated and, you know, you're not rolling around with one that's 6-7 years old, the connectivity shouldn't be a problem for you.
Gordon, like, if you've got something else to say, I want to put you on hold. I'm up against a break. Okay, how many people, when he said, I got one dog going one way, the other dog going the other way, all I could think of was Goodfellas, the late night breakfast scene at Joe Pesci's mother house. Hey, that looks like somebody we know. I need a knife. The hoof. All right, it is, everything with me, it always gets back to a movie in some way, shape, or form. How did things ever get so far?
All the waiters in your grand cafe leave their tables when you blink. Oh, every dog must have his every.
So anyway, last night we went out and saw a local performer named Christopher Joel. And, of course, somebody had to yell it, so it fell on me to say, how about Billy Joel? And that's the song he did. And just a tremendous, tremendously talented individual, I must say. It is 4:39 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And then about three songs later, I thought my hernia ruptured. Ooh! Anyway, it didn't, but oh, God. Anyway, how you doing? Talking about Android versus iPhones. And if you're just joining us, I've been an iPhone fan ever since the smartphones came out. And I remember walking into the store that I use for my cell phone products, and I said, I'd like to buy an iPhone. And the guy, whom I love very much, said, why, Tom? It's going to be cheaper to get an Android, and the Android will do exactly what you need it to do. And I thought, okay, he knows more than I will go with Android. However, I am growing unhappy with Android. The most recent phone that I purchased, people who know me know how I feel about this phone, and there are some words that I use when I use this phone that are words I can't say on the radio. I'm not real pleased. So I'm thinking about I'm thinking about converting to an iPhone. People that I'm close to have iPhones, and they love them. And I want to know what your preference is. Is it the iPhone? Is it worth the extra money? Is it the Android? Do you have any issues with your iPhone? And one of the biggest issues that I have with the Android is this particular model, the S23. The voice-to-text is the worst voice-to-text I have ever experienced in my life. Technology should get better over time, not worse over time. And this, every time I voice a text, it screws up so many words as to make the message unintelligible. And to make it worse, it randomly inserts question marks in the middle of text messages. And it's like, voice to text messages. And I'm just not real happy with it. And I might just turn it in early and get an iPhone. I don't know if I'm making a mistake or not, but that's where I'm turning upon you. And it's, look, it's the holiday shopping season, so I think this is very helpful, not just for me, because it would be boring if the show was just about me, but about your gift giving. Let's get back to the calls. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Dan in North Tonawanda, hello.
Hey, Tom, good afternoon. You know, I'm similar to a caller that you had last segment. I actually have to use both Apple and Android. And what I've kind of summed it up with is pretty simple. Is you get Android for the device, you get Apple for the experience. And one of the biggest things
Android... Can you explain that? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
for sure. Could you explain the difference there?
Yeah, so the difference is with Android, you have flexibility. With Apple, you have simplicity. Okay, so Android, you can get a whole bunch of different kinds of devices. It doesn't really matter what it is. You know, basically, if you want to get a Samsung, you'll get more bells and whistles. You can go with a more, let's just say, budget-friendly device that will not have as many bells and whistles, but you can still get the general impression of it, right? And with Apple, you get the exact same experience on every single phone. It may not have the latest, you know, whatever feature they're throwing out there with, like, the iPhone 15, but the software and everything operates the exact same. So it's the feature of it is that like the one caller I mentioned, like the FaceTime, the text messaging, the iMessage, it's 100% consistent. So if you're not technologically literate, if you're a person who has battles with technology, that's why the iPhone's so popular, because you don't need to be, you know, a rocket scientist to use it.
And well, I think you're being very polite, quite frankly. There's a word that I can't use on the radio. So let me just say, when it comes to technology, I'm extremely developmentally disabled.
Well, that's the other thing, too, with Android. See, Android, the reason why I say it's more flexibility, for those who are technologically savvy, you can do a lot more with Android than you can with Apple. Apple, you have to jailbreak it if you want to try and do anything fun with it. So, but that's also, it's a benefit and a bug at the same time. And the fact that with Apple, because they are so strict with who they allow their apps to, you know, basically write the code for them, it just works. It's highly regulated. It just works. They rarely fail. With Android, you can, you know, people can do a lot. You get a lot more flexibility with different types of apps, different types of software creation, but there's no guarantee it's going to work. That's kind of what you run with. So again, at the end of the day, what I've experienced is that most people just want the phone to work. And if you guarantee the simple experience, everybody you know is on it. That's why most people, you know, and God help you if you're the Android person who ends up blowing up an Apple group text. If you have the dreaded green bubble that shows up, it's going to be a long day for you.
Well, okay, but, you know, the thing, there are two issues here that I've addressed. Number one is I use voice-to-text a lot because I hate typing. And this particular phone is it is so horrible with voice-to-text. It is just, it's almost criminal, number one. Number two, how come my wife's iPhone was flawless in Jamaica and I couldn't even make a call out if I had to pay for it?
Well, a lot of the thing with Apple, though, is because they do for example, like their iMessage and things on that nature is 100% dependent on data. It's not dependent on cell towers. So if you have Wi-Fi, you can do Wi-Fi calling. You can do Wi-Fi text messages.
You're not dependent
on cell towers and SMS and things like that especially when you're out of the country.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you a funny story. I had to make a phone call to a certain resort, and she said to me, "Well, Tom, I'm kind of busy. Can you make the call?" I said, "Sure." So I dial the number, and I wait, and I wait, and I wait, and nothing happened. And I just said, "Yeah, my phone is not working." She picks up her phone and just makes the call. It goes right through. And I made the necessary arrangements with my carrier prior to leaving. I don't know what happened, why my phone calls wouldn't go through.
Well, I do know that in my experience, again, when I talk about the consistency and the simplicity, is that every Apple phone, regardless if it's the next closest one that's going to be end of life, or it's the newest one that came off the manufacturing line, they all operate the exact same. They said they may not give you all the newest features, but the level of quality control is second to none. That's why you see so many of them. They just work.
How much, just out of curiosity, one of the things that I have mentioned is I got talked out of the iPhone by, I consider him a friend at the cell phone store. He's always taken great care of me, no matter what. But he talked me out of the iPhone because he said, you're basically going to pay more money for a device that does essentially what an Android is going to do. That's how I got sucked into Android, but I'm now believing that perhaps I might have chosen the wrong God.
I don't think it's the wrong aspect. Like I said, it all depends on what you're looking for. It sounds like your colleague there knows about the device. If you're purchasing based on the device, then Android's the way to go. If you're looking for a better experience, then it would be Apple. But the only problem I will tell you is that it's a lot easier to switch from Android to Apple than trying to go from Apple to Android, because it's like a train that slowly picks up speed. Eventually, the longer you're with Apple, it's moving so fast you can't jump off. So it's something else that kind of like I don't want to say, you know, food for thought or cautionary tale, but you definitely have to take that into consideration, because when you have all your contacts, all of your, you know, really everything that's in, whether it be eye contacts or, you know, like in your iMessages and everything else on those lines, it's very hard to reverse course.
Well, that's certainly something to keep in mind. So basically what you're saying is, if any of us are Android people and we go to iPhone, if we ever say we made a mistake, it's going to be more difficult to go back to Android?
It is definitely more difficult to go back to Android. I mean, but again, the other thing I would say is, why are you with Android is the question, really, more than anything.
Hey, believe me, with this phone I've got now, I've been asking that question every bloody day.
Well, some people have Android because they feel Apple's trendy and they don't want to be that person. There's some people who have Android because they want to do extra technical things that Apple restricts them from doing. There's other people that have Android because they want to stay on a budget. The most common thing that I've seen is people who have Android, it's because that's all they've ever known. They've had it. It works. They don't really know any better. They see the cost. And again, it's one of those things where it's the old Jimmy Buffett line, right? I mean, don't describe a Kiss concert if you haven't seen it. You know, it's the same thing. If you haven't used the iPhone, it's kind of hard to describe it to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, very, very interesting. I mean, I've seen the iPhone. I've seen the iPhone in action. And most of the people I know have iPhones, and they love their iPhones. And, you know, maybe it's just I'm just having a real issue with the Android that I have now. And I will tell you, it is the worst phone I've ever had. And maybe people have had better experiences with it, but this S23, good God, I could do without it.
Well, what I would tell you is I have Android at work. My personal phone's an iPhone. That might give you some insight where I'm at. So,
well, I appreciate your call, sir, and thank you for your insight and your technological expertise.
No worries. Have a great day, Tom.
And I'll call on you someday, and that day may never come. I'll call upon you to do a service for me with my phone. Yeah, I really wanted to check out Brian Gould's retirement party tonight, but unfortunately, I have been overscheduled and will not be able to make it. I don't know if that, I'm sure that happens to you too, especially around the holidays, but I've just been overscheduled. What can I say? Hey, it beats the alternative. I mean, I'm never bored. Well, maybe sometimes, but let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Bill is in Lancaster on WBEN. Bill, you are on. Hello.
Good evening, Tom. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right.
It's Friday.
It's been a long week. I've had an iPhone. I am primarily an Android user. As your previous caller stated, the iPhone does just work. And that is the attraction for most of the people I know. For all of the other people that I know, that, and we'll use a nice word, we'll call them nerds, there are certain advantages to the Android platform that you just can't do with the iPhone platform. It's very easy, most Android phones, to root them and install a different operating system. There's numerous operating systems out there for the Android platform. A lot of today's Android phones come with what people refer to as bloatware. They're apps that are installed by the manufacturer that you can't actually delete. Rooting your Android phone, installing a different operating system, means you can start from scratch. All the bloatware is gone. It's a tinkerer's device, to be sure. One of the things that I prefer in the Android environment is the fact that I can sideload apps. I do not have to go to the Google Play Store and get an app from the Google Play Store. Depending on your hobbies, one of my hobbies is amateur radio. A lot of those guys are sort of stuck in the past. They write their own apps. They distribute them through forums, their own websites and whatnot. They're not necessarily in the Google Play Store. You can grab that app, hook it up to your computer, and sideload those apps with no problem. Now, this does, you know, there are possible security risks there that you will not run into with the iPhone platform. If it's not vetted by Apple, it doesn't go into, drawing a mental blank here, but the Apple store. Bad, you know, the pros and cons to everything there. Now, I know that you can, and one of the other things that I like about my Android phone, I have a few of them, OTG cables, on-the-go cables. I plug the cable into my phone. I can plug any keyboard, wireless mouse, and a keyboard into my phone. When I plug my mouse into my phone, I get a cursor that shows up on the screen. My scroll wheel works just like it normally does on my mouse. My, you know, right-click, left-click buttons work just like they do on the computer. I can surf a web page and never touch my phone. Click links, go back and forth. If I need to do a fair bit of typing, I have rather large thumbs, so no phone keyboard fits me. I can plug my keyboard in and type on a full-size keyboard. Now, I know on the iPhone you can do it with Bluetooth. I'm not sure if you can do it with a wired keyboard. I'm not sure if you can do it with, you know, the mouse that you're used to. I use a non-standard mouse. It's a wireless mouse, but I can plug my OTG cable in, plug the receiver for my mouse into my phone. As soon as I plug it in, I get a cursor on the screen, and away I go. There are some other things that are different between the ecosystems. NFC, near field communications, it's what is used for tap to pay with your phone, but you can also use it on a personal level. You can get NFC cards off of any of the major online retailers for cheap. I mean cheap. You can get, you know, like a 100-pack for a few bucks. There are some apps out there that will allow you to write a limited format card with the iPhone. With the Android, I can grab a card, write just about anything I want to it, and tap it to my Android phone or another Android phone. It's immediately recognized. There are certain limitations there in the iPhone world. I can take one and format it as what's known as a V card, a virtual business card.
I'm going to put you on hold on WBN because I'm a prisoner of the clock and I have to take a break. And I'm not going to lie, I think I understood about 6.2% of what you said. That's how technologically deficient I am.